Hi, I'm Harshit from Georgia Tech, and I'm going to present my research on system for collaborative transfer learning at the edge. This work is done in collaboration with Nokia Bell Labs. Multi-access edge computing. It provides a platform for application developers and content providers with compute, storage, and network resources integrated at the edge of the network. It provides ultra-low latency for the applications and improves the performance. Some of the use case includes real-time video analytics, augmented reality, optimized local content distribution, and Internet of Things. There is a tremendous growth in data generated at the edge through end-user devices and IoT applications. Extracting valuable insights from such growing amount of data is hard and requires a lot of resources, for which we turn to machine learning. Our work explores machine learning in the context of MEC. This is important because at the edge, the results are locally needed. Let me paint a picture for you. Assume there is an anomaly detection service deployed at the edge. The anomaly detector analyzes the data from one machine and triggers the action in another machine. And sending such amount of data at the cloud to analyze it is complex and time consuming. Furthermore, it incurs delays which might not meet the latency requirement. Data volume must be reduced because sending such amount of data back to cloud poses high amount of load on the network bandwidth. If we see the existing solution, with the data being geo-distributed, the existing system either transferred the raw data or pre-processed form of it to the central node. All these solutions aim to create one single generic machine learning model that can be used on a broad variety of data. These generic models are big and requires time to retrain them. Additionally, from system perspective, there are a few problems. Data movement is time consuming and use a lot of bandwidth. If we use distributed machine learning, these distributed machine learning algorithms are good for a single data center, but when they are deployed on a geo-distributed systems, they slow down. And finally, there are privacy laws coming up which prevents the data movement across geographical borders. So another alternative approach is, let's deploy these models in an isolated system, where each node trains their model individually. However, such individual model performance gets impacted when there is a need to adapt to the change in the workload. So can we do better? Can we do something which is in between this, where in a way where we can leverage the resource constrained edge to train customized smaller machine learning model in a manner that reduces the training time, backhaul data transfer, while keeping the performance closer to the centralized system? Not to spoil the suspense, yes, we can do this. And to do so, we exploit the locality at the edge. Edge operates within a context of its own, which captures highly localized information. In other words, each edge or node have their own attribute and characteristics, which implies a full generic model trained on a broad variety of data may not be required at each node. So for this, we present CARTL, a system for collaborative transfer learning at the edge, which creates small customized models at each edge node. And when there is a change in an environment or variation in the workload, the CARTL provides a jumpstart to these changes by transferring knowledge from the nearby edge locations which have seen a similar pattern. This helps in providing us lightweight model, which reduces the resource constraint, which helps in reducing the consumption of limited resources at the edge. It also helps in retraining the model quickly. Since no raw data is transferred, it helps in reducing the amount of data transferred at the backhaul. And finally, it helps in providing accuracy similar to a centralized model. To create a system where we are not sharing any raw data, there are three key challenges we need to address. First, when to request for a model transfer. Second, which node we have to look for. And third, how to transfer knowledge among these nodes. A common principle used by mechanism in CARTL is the use of system level support for operating on the metadata. We do not transfer any raw data between edge nodes or from edge to the cloud. This metadata can vary depending on the use case and application and can include such as stats about network, software configuration, active user distribution, and in our evaluation, we use class priors, which are the probability for certain classes, and model accuracy information. Cardinal maintains this information locally at each edge nodes as well as share it with the metadata server. In the upcoming slide, I will share you a quick overview of how we solve these challenges. And alongside, I will be showing you how the different components interact with each other. When to request model for transfer? Variation in workload can cause poor predictive performance. Cardinal uses threshold-based drift detection methodology to determine such negative shifts, which helps in starting the process for knowledge transfer with the edge. The next step is to determine a node that are most similar to the target node in terms of their characteristics. We call such nodes as logical neighbor because they can be from anywhere in the system. In our prototype, as I will be showing in the evaluation section, class prior undergoes some shifts. Metadata server uses the empirical distribution from target node and compare it with the data from other nodes to determine the subset of edge nodes that are the logical neighbors for this target node. Finally, the final step is, once we have determined the logical neighbor, we have to transfer knowledge from these logical neighbors to the target node. And it consists of two steps. One is partitioning at the logical neighbor, and the second is the partition model needs to be merged at the target node. We evaluated our system using online random forest, and let me give you an example using that. Let's say we have two nodes. One is logical neighbor, and another is target node. The logical the target node contacts the logical neighbor saying it needs help. And as part of the knowledge transfer process, the portion of the trees at the target node is replaced by a selected portion of the trees from the logical neighbor. Thus, using these mechanisms, Cardinal provides a jumpstart to adapt to these changes by transferring the knowledge from the edge node, which have seen similar patterns. From a bird's eye view, if we see, the system consists of two parts. One is machine learning library, which can be an existing framework such as PyTorch or TensorFlow, which requires slight modification. And in our evaluation, we use online random forest and online support vector machine. And the second is the collaborative components. At a finer grain, if you see, these are divided into the following functions. More detail, you can refer to the paper, please. In the evaluation, the aim of the evaluation is to investigate the performance of Cardinal along a number of metrics in context of different workloads and machine learning models. Keeping the goal of research in mind, which is to design customized model for each edge node while maintaining an accuracy similar to the centralized model, we did the following evaluation. First, how effectively system adapts to the changes in the workflow. Second, by keeping this by adapting to these changes, how Cardinal reduces the total data amount, total data transfer, and providing lightweight but accurate models. We also evaluated the cost associated with each mechanism, and we also evaluated how Cardinal performs in the real world, in a real world scenario. In this talk, I will discuss two key results and will invite you to look at the paper for the further details. And if you have any other questions, please visit me at the poster session. We use different kind of workload patterns, and I will be discussing about the workload patterns in the next coming slides. We use two different machine learning models, which is modified version of the online random forest and online support vector machine. And the data sets used are MNIST and CICID. S 2017. First, for the evaluation, we need to evaluate how quickly we can adapt to the change in workload. We evaluate the performance of the Cardinal over a few different workloads, out of which the first is called introduction workload. In case of an introduction workload, a new class is introduced at a time interval T. With the introduction of the new class, the predictive performance of the model gets impacted. While it takes more time for an isolated system to adapt to the changes, Cardinal, because of the mechanism, is quickly able to adapt to the changes by keeping the performance of the entire system on an average closer to a centralized system. For another workload, such as fluctuation workload, where a class is introduced, it disappears and reappears again, we observe a similar result. And this is for online support vector machine. The previous one was for online random forest. Here we see, again, isolated model requires more time to adapt to the changes, while Cardell is able to adapt to the changes pretty quickly. When the changes are there in the environment, Cardell adapts to the workload changes up to 8 times faster when compared with an isolated system, while achieving a similar predictive performance as seen in a centralized system. In terms of data transfer costs, we divided it into two parts. One is data or the communication, which includes the raw data or the metadata transfer, and the model updates, which include the data transfer as part of model updates between the edge node in case of Cardell, and model updates between the edge and the cloud in case of a centralized system. We observe that the absence of raw data transfer and model transfer only when it's required helps to reduce the overall data transfer cost by 1500x when compared to a centralized system. Thus, in summary, we provide a system for sharing customized machine learning models between the edge nodes. It helps to quickly adapt to the changes in the workload, reduces the total data transfer cost, enables the use of smaller machine learning model at the edge, leading to faster training. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we are ready also to get some questions. So I have a question about the generality of this work. So it seems that you're doing some collaborative updates to the models between the edge nodes. But it seems that for this to work, we need to factor in what the model is actually doing. So for example, if I wanted to get this method and apply it to neural networks, what is the anticipated challenges to do that?
That's a nice question, and I have encountered this question multiple times. And recently, there is a paper which divides neural network based on classes. So we can use that kind of, so here what we need is we need to have models which are specific to classes. So when you are seeing for the online random forest, we are able to extract the specific part of the models because we can easily factor those things. In a deep neural network kind of scenario, there is a paper which actually split it based on classes, and we can use such a technology to integrate into this, and we can divide the models.
I see, that makes sense, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, so you can start setting up while any questions would come up. Well, if not, let's thank the speaker.